spoke about last week, about trying to bring our Ani into El, that our Ani should be present during El. By many people, there's Ani and there's Daidi. The question is, people forget about the Ani and try to think about more Daidi. When you spoke about the Be'emes, without the Ani, nothing really that's going to become part of the person is going to happen. We have to find the Daidi and the Ani. I want to continue in the same kav. Maybe that's like Dorf, this is man, the Ani. We're trying to find the Ani. Personalize El, personalize Rosh Hashanah, personalize Tshuva, personalize Avodas Hashem. I want to talk about tonight, I want to talk about the musig of a Kabbalah, a very common thing that's used in the basic tools in any toolbox of an Avodas Hashem, a Kabbalah Maisis. Mamish, we'll see, very similar to the problem we have with the El, the challenge we have with the El, we have the same tremendous challenge or misunderstanding of what a Kabbalah is. Ba'ifin Kholi, a Kabbalah Maisis, otherwise known as a Kabbalah, we're not talking about a Kabbalah that's to do with the Dal Chelke Tshuva. You do Tshuva, one of the parts, it's Ma'akiv and Tshuva, is to have a Kabbalah Abon. That's a Kabbalah Belev. It's not something in the Kabbalah, something nice. That's a Chlota Belev. You're not going to be Chayzit to the Chayt. That's to do with Tshuva. Here we're talking about something at the Rabbi Seinu Balei Musar. That's in started. I don't know exactly where it started from. It's not before Shem Chazal, such a thing, but a Musik. When you want to be Mechazik, you want to make a change. Maybe in a certain year of Avodas Hashem, you make a Kabbalah Maisis. You make a Kabbalah Maisis. What spurs a Kabbalah Maisis? So usually, it's Motzi in certain Tzmanim. It's Motzi in certain Tzmanim of the year, during El. It's very common people make certain Kabbalahs during El. Before Shavuos, between Pesach and Shavuos. Many, many times, what spurs a Kabbalah is a certain tkufa, a person has a certain nisayin of yisurim, or a certain nisayin he's going through, a person wants to be zeiche, he needs a schus to get something, a shidduch, a child, he makes a chizik. And many times during a tzaren klal yisrael, it's his man we do Kabbalahs. It's something very motzi, a Kabbalah. Lemaisa, it's very known that people find the Kabbalah is very challenging, especially to keep a certain long time. And the ikr difficulty with the Kabbalah is very, very, very little comes out of it. It's a certain tkufa, I have a tkufa, elul. It's the tkufa, I'll take on half an hour, I want a shidduch, so I'm sorry, I'll take on for a month or 40 days to do something. And nothing really remains after that. And the chara, that's not the tachlis. The tachlis isn't just the cram. This past winter and summer, I mentioned this a few times, so Baruch Hashem, I got to have a lot of shimush with the oilim and doing Kabbalahs, both in the first aid and in Chabur and Shalmi Simcha. I was in the midst of Corona, so we worked on Kabbalahs with the oilim, and both with the Chassidim by the Ma'isa Meron. Unfortunately, one of the Bachim from this year was among the Niftarim, and we made Kabbalahs. So B'sach HaKol, I had to sit down with 80 Yidden together with the Bishop, working on Kabbalahs. Some of Reichim and some Bochim. And 80 Yidden who were trying to work on a certain area of Avodas Hashem. Again, it was a certain, I guess, chizik during these Esoras. And I got to see the challenges. And I got to see, it's talk and not a simple thing, but how many misconceptions there are. It's a basic, mistaken approach to the whole musig of a Kabbalah. So that's what I want to share with Eilim tonight. And for Seitzach, that's why last week we were machtim with the whole sugya of Ani. The underlying yikar mistake is, it's like we magdur in two nekudas. There's a mistake in the level of the Ani that's involved in the Kabbalah, how much the I is involved in the Kabbalah. That's the overall big mistake. And then there's a mistake in the Matorah of the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah, I'll say it very shortly, and I'm going to fire it now, is viewed by most people as a period where you want to perform in a certain era of Avodas Hashem. I'm not performing the way I like to in this era of Avodas Hashem. and I want to perform and execute in this tkufa for Elul, for 40 days. And that's the shaila. I want to try to execute. So what's missing between me and execution? More or less achlota. I very much know what I'm doing wrong. I'm not making brachas the way I want to. Am I davening the way I want? Am I learning the way I want to? And now I want to be mechazik. So what am I going to do? I'm going to make a really strong hachlata. Maybe clench my teeth really strong. And then that's going to be mechayiv that I'm going to hold on to for 30 days. And 40, and, well, 40 days, this is what I'm going to do. There's no long-term talis. Let's try to learn up a little bit the Indian. What's the problem? I want to apply it to the Kabbalahs. Maybe to have a few Kabbalahs, just examples. One of the very, very Motzidik Kabbalahs was in Tefillah. Many people wanted to go in Tefillah. Many people felt that Tefillah was lacking. A very common Kabbalah among the Olam was to come either on time or to come a little bit early, 5 minutes early to Tefillah. Many people wanted Mechazik and Brachas. Not Bochum, but Bochum, they were very much Mechazik and Brachas. To have Kavanah, it's a nice idea to maybe have Kavanah once, at least a day, and having a making a Bechas and Enen. Some people made Kabbalahs in Midas, many were made Kabbalahs in Kas. And Torah, maybe we mentioned first, Alav Avrichim wanted to made a Kabbalah to write Sikkum in, write a Sikkum. Friday, Matzah Shabbos, write a Sikkum of the Sugi. These are Kabbalahs. Again, we have somebody who realizes he's not performing in this area, in Brachas and Tefillah, and the way he wants to. And now he's Mekabel, okay, the next Kufa I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, I'm going to... Why is Kabbalah so not fruitful? So, the first thing we said is that the problem is the whole understanding of where did the Kabbalah start? Does it start from what Hashem wants for me or what I wanted myself? Let's be makdim. I said last week, I want to be makdim. A very sadistic Rabbeinu Yonah, we've mentioned many times in the past in many different connections. It's mamish. It's from the basic Mar Makoimis. Anyone who has a Shaykhis wants to have a Shaykhis to Musar, to listen to Musar, to grow and avoid this Musar. It's a very sadistic. And he sells a vek, he puts that knee in the pedestal in the center. In the center stage of Avodas Hashem. Let's learn up this Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah at the end of Shaar Sheni, if they're talking about the different drachim that a person is misoirer, could be misoirer to do tshuva, the many different drachim that a person could be misoirer to do tshuva, he says like this, Nachte me'inyan hazeh b'maymer nichbar ha'shelachach me'chazal. Famous member of Hillel, and then towards the end of the first parak of Avos. Im ein ani li mili, ukshani la'atz mimani, so we're going to learn the first part of Ben Yonah. He's talking, he's coming to, what does it mean to main ani the mili? So first I'll just be makdim. Ben Yonah is not, doesn't learn it means main ani li mili, besides having to come on to other people in Avodas Hashem, besides having to come on to other svarim and other shmuzin and other friends who mechazik me, will work together, I also have to work myself. That's not what it's talking about. Main ani li mili, it's not saying besides other people I also have to be myself. No. And Yonah learns, it means while you're using other sources of chizek and avodas Hashem, while you're using Musar Svarim, Musar Shmuzin, Musar Vadim, while you're using your friend Mechazik, Ein Ani Li, if my Ani is not also there, then Mi Li. Let's learn how he lines up. It says like this. Be'er HaDover, Ima Odom Lo Ye'oirer Nafshoy Ma Yo'yilu HaMisorim. If a person will not be me'orir, will not arouse himself, my Elul Musar, what is it going to help? It's not going to have a ta'elis to Musar. Now, if you read this Rabbeinu Yonah very quickly, it sounds like he's saying, if you're not going to be me'orir, what is the Musar going to help him? No, you didn't read the Rabbeinu Yonah. Somebody says, that's Krita. Well, that's Musar. That's not what he says. No. He says a main key word, which we'll see, Behemshah, that's the whole word. Im Odom lo yorir nafshoy, my Elul Musar. That's what he says. Kinira to be inspired and arise, by the way, as we call today, Sichas is Eurus. He's saying, Divri is Eurus. Kinira, that's not the Tachlis. No, that's not what the Musa is going to help you. If Musa is going to get you to be inspired and aroused and all excited, that's not it. No, you have to be Meurer Nafsha. You have to get aroused. Imihodom layoir nafshoy ma'ilom esur. Listen good. Ki afal pi shenichnosim b'libay b'yoyim shamoy. The first person we're talking about is Reuven. It comes to him with a shmuz, and he gets all aroused by Reb Don Segel comes to give a shmuz. I'm not picking up a daf from Reb Don Segel. Any Byamon Finkel, any Grois Mashkiach is coming to give a shmuz, and he comes and he gets all. So it's nichnosin b'libay b'yoyim shamoy. It means it was nichnas. He came. He's a bavakish. He's a shoychri musar. He's nichnas b'yoyim. Oh, but that's not the Toyeles. That's not the Toyeles. Yishachem hayetzer v'yavirim milvovoy. Even though something entered your heart from with outside of you, from the exterior, it entered you from the outside, and it entered, penetrated. Oh, but the yetzahara with the time, it's a matter of time, I'm not sure it's going to be a day, it's going to be 2 days, a week, but the yetzahara v'yavirim milvovoy, ke'inyin shenemar, V'chazdechem kanan boiker. A pasuk in Isaiah is talking about chesed. Somebody goes, does chesed, but sometimes someone does chesed. It's kanan boiker. The mashal kanan boiker is like a fleeting cloud. Sometimes you see a cloud. There's a huge, huge thick of clouds. Like you think, wow, it's like only one of the sun. 2 hours later, it blows away, like it wasn't kolayoyim. Kanan boiker. There could be a musig of shmias musar. But that just flies away. Rabbi Yonah just, for many people, he was mafkia, what they think to tell us of a Moshe Shmuz, a Moshe Seder. He just said, you could walk out, you could be kilu misar, you could feel, this word we use, but inspired, inspiration, inspiration. And he just says, that is not the tachlis, that is like a fleeting cloud. That inspiration is kanan boiker. Why? So he goes, tells us another pasuk, a very difficult pasuk. Pasuk in Mishlei says like this: "V'ne'emar kesav nivchar l'shoyin tzadik leiv rishoyim kemat." The pasuk juxtaposed two things that l'chari have no kesher. Beginning of pasuk is talking about a tzadik, and the ends of Rosh. What's the hemshich of the pasuk? Listen, Rabbeinu learned up the pasuk. Perish. The beginning of the pasuk is comparing the lashon of the tzaddik, the sprach, the way a tzaddik talks, like kesef nivchar. Musar hatzaddik zach beli sig ulishoinoi nivchar. The tzaddik, he's speaking beli sig ulishoinoi nivchar. He's throwing out gems. It's beautiful. It's mamish. It's picked out words. Each word gets down to the bottom of the sugya. It hits exactly, explains exactly what the Eitz Hara is tricking you till mamish the last nakuda. Ramelech Biderman, his Lashayna, his Lashon, his Tzaddik, his Zach, Lashayna Nivchar. All the Magidim, all the Tzaddikim. Aval Lev HaRishayim, what's the problem? The problem was with me and you, how we're hearing. Lev HaRishayim Kemat. Who is the Rishayim? It's not Dafka Rosha. It means the natural state of a Lev. Lev HaRishayim, HaRishayim Musarim. He chants the Lord Kemat, means like a second. Musar, Rege Echadu. The amount that our hearts last for when they hear the Musar of the Rosha of the Tzaddik is Kemat. It lasts for a second, which means it lasts momentarily. Our hearts have to change. The Tzaddik speaks beautiful. The Tzaddik speaks beautiful. And our hearts, when we hear what the Tzaddik has to say, at that point it sounds unbelievable. But the problem is, are really, what do our laves say? Our laves are thinking different things. The question is, when I hear the tzaddik, I don't really take out my lave. I don't take out my lave. I hear the tzaddik, and the tzaddik is so clear. And Kinnear, that's the juxtaposition of the pasuk. The more the tzaddik is clear, the harder it is to really be ma'ir nafshecha. Because you hear and you receive from the tzaddik, and it seems so clear. Yeah, avada. We're talking about elul. It's very clear, technology ruins your life. If you go on to technology and you look at it at night, even if it's not shreifa stuff, it ruins your life. You have no shaykhus to yourself. You have no shaykhus to your shalom bayis. You have no shaykhus to your kids. You hear it, he's talking an el, and it enters right away, and it's beautiful, and it's so clear. So why, 2 months, 3 months down the line, nothing is nisher of that shmush shmush? Why, what happened? The answer is right here. Very simple. Because you heard, and your lave has a lot of other things. A lot of other things. The yeah, it sounds very clear, but what happens when I'm totally burned out and I'm totally not in the sugya? And right now, it's either right now I think I'm going to go into town and do something else, or I could sit and look at the yeshiva news for an hour at night or something. It's not so simple anymore. It's not so simple. So what's the problem? The problem is when I heard the Musar Shmuz, I didn't bring myself into the Musar Shmuz. I wasn't there. Dani wasn't there. Dani wasn't there. The tzaddik was there. What was Dani? Speak about this many times. There's a part of you also which sees very clear the good, and you bring them to the Musar Shmuz, and you're a nodder. You go like this, yeah, a nodder, sure, well, like, yeah, like that, like that. Well, you have to bring the chelik of yourself, which is Dani. What do I really think about what he's saying? Listen to Rabbi Yehi, fears us. And again, we said learn nafshe. It doesn't mean just to get aroused. You. V'losim hadvar meliboy. And the next step is he has to place it on his heart. He has to first get himself v'lachshei b'emtomid and start thinking about it. Start thinking about himself. Not just walk away and say, yeah, it was unbelievable. It's all a mahalach of ani. It's levels, six or seven levels of being moisiv, your own input, your own, I'll even use an English word, initiative, your own, what you think about the subject that you just heard about. Aleyem yosef lekach. Lekach l'chara means a su shtel from other places. You have to be moisiv in what you heard. He said, a yosoid, shtel tzu, something else. Umiliba yoitzi milin, that's a loyal high madrega. You have to say chedusha, something he didn't speak about. The same subject he spoke about, say a chiddush. Why? Because I want you, David, I want you involved in the shmuz. You heard it, it's unbelievable. You enter the shmuz and you think, I have everything. But you don't realize you're not involved. You're uninvolved. You're a bystander. You're a receptacle. You're hearing like this. You're not involved. It's so tricky. Because it thinks, b'shas ma'isa, you see, like you're so aroused. But you were not involved in anything that you just did. The most you did is you decided to come to the shmuz. It's pretty easy. It's not such a difficult thing to come. So you have to. This is one of the ikur deciding factors how much a person grows in Musar. The question is, I'm not talking about even now, a Musar Sefer now is also how you learn. A Musar Sefer is the same as that thing. You have to bring yourself into the Musar Shmuz. Now, a little bit we spoke about last week. Many times when you start speaking about yourself, you're right away going to have a snagdus. You're going to say, okay, he's saying that. This tzaddik is saying that, you know, you're only supposed to learn, or you're only supposed to do this. And lemaisa mitzias, that's not the first thing that I am dying to do. When you arrive, you'll see, after you think about it, and you say, yeah, that's not really the first thing. What I really want to do, I want to eat a shawarma. Let's say like that. I don't want to go through one. Is that really what you really want to do? We spoke about last week. Teef down, that's not really what you want to do. That's also a certain rots in the Yetzirah put into you. So you start working with yourself. Okay, at first glance, b'shitchis, I argue with what the Baal Musa said. I argue, or I don't feel what he said. Then you start thinking, do I really feel that it's not this? Let me try to work it out. Let me think. But what I gained was, I'm present in the shmuz, in what's going on. This is the mafteach tavayis Hashem. Im ein ani li mi li. We have to have our ani in the center stage of all the shit. We have to come on to other things. We have to come on to mechayivim, shmuzin, other svarim. But we have to always make sure our knee is hand in hand involved in what's going on. Let's leave from Rabbeinu Yehuda. It's also going to help us out. Rabbeinu Yehuda in Spirit Shadavis. For Rabbeinu Yehuda Shavu Tshuva. If you're in a Mishnah, he says like this, very similar. He's in Katzer. He says one or two more kudas. So in the beginning it sounds like he's not using other people. It means, if I don't also use myself besides other people, but then he goes weiter. He says, Ki is oris acherim toiv. He's bavarant. What do you mean? I'll listen to other people? No. Ki is oris acherim toiv hu lefisha. Any the best Musar Shmuz you hear in the world, the best Musar Sefer. A new Musar Sefer came out, this, that mamish speaks to our door. Tov Shin Pei Aleph. He mamish speaks our sprach. You read it, you're going to be fit. You read it. It's a book on chinuch. You're going to be Nekoi Tai Klal B'yocha. Every single thing is good. In the beginning it's beautiful, but it's momentary. As long as you're not involved, it's momentary. Yisuris achem toivu lefisha. Aval kishi yisur odom me'atzmoi. Ubechol yoim bechol sho yoisiv lachshoy machshovois lasois melechis Hashem. He's going to fear us. I'm going to stick in the middle of a second. I'm skipping. Hu aderech hayasha. If I want something to become part of me permanently, I need to get myself involved. I need to get myself involved. In the middle, he throws in, v'ein shikcha lefon of kasher liboy chofetz. When you start getting involved, you start getting a liboy chofetz. Because we spoke about this a bunch of times, your desire is always when you what you want. That's what liboy chofetz is. What you heard from another person, your liboy chofetz is not there yet. When you get involved in shikcha, once you're there, you're never going to forget. Why is it that we forget these great chinuch shmuzin? We forget. All of a sudden, come down the maisa with a kid, all of a sudden, forgot that major technique. The answer is because it was Rabbi Yaakovson's idea. It wasn't my idea. If it was my idea, I would make a whole shir on chinuch, and I would give a person this idea, and I would come up with it, and I would work, and I would build it. I guarantee you're never going to forget it. I guarantee you're never going to forget it. Never. We just could be more. I guarantee you won't forget it because it's your zach. It's your zach. Your liba chafetz is there. You don't forget when it's your zach. But the question is, are we involved? Let's go back to our Kabbalah. Let me explain how most people, not most, many, many people, the Bochum, even more than the light. Right? I gave it a dumb a little bit that I want the Olam to work on the Kabbalah. So I don't want to tell them. Most of the Bochum, they first come to me, they go, okay, you want to work in an area. So the Olam I gave 3 years. But let's say that I'm giving a... What do you want to make a Kabbalah? Make a Kabbalah. So the first thing I say is, okay, you tell me you want me to make a Kabbalah. You tell me you want to make a Kabbalah. I'm not telling you nothing. You tell me. You tell me which area in Avodas Hashem do you want to work on. Maybe tell me what's the best thing that I should make a Kabbalah on. I want to know, what do you feel? What's your tia? What are you pulled to work on? Okay, so I forced him. I said, go back and think about it in a day. If you don't have a day, come back to me in a day, tell me what you want to work on. Okay. The Bacher comes up with something. I want to work on Torah. I want to work on Torah. What do you want to work on Torah? There's a million things on Torah. There's Iyun, there's Bekiyas, there's Asmada, there's Chazorah, there's a Sikum. There's so many different things in Torah. What do you want to work on in Torah? Rabbi, tell me. Tell me, what do you think? What's the most that you tell me? Okay, we get the... So how do you want to work on it? Everything is Rabbi, you tell me. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? Yeah, listen, this is basic. This is very simple. The idea most people's shitchis de kavona in a Kabbalah is pirush mamish, like we stole the vekel last week. There's ani and there's doidi. Hashem wants me to break brachas be kavona. I wish I could make brachas be kavona, but I don't want, in a live befoiled fashion, to do that with my life. Why? Very simple. Because make brachas bekavona gets in the way of my seder yom. I don't have time for it. I don't have patience for it to do it on a regular time. It's a sacrifice. I don't have time for it. I wish I could turn to Chaim Kanevsky or the Chofetz Chaim and have time for it. But right now, I don't have time for it. Coming on time to davening is a tremendous sacrifice. Every day to come on time to davening, to come especially 5 minutes, is a special sacrifice. Hashem wants me to do it. Right now, on a want level, I'm not holding by doing it. I'll use a sprach as I don't have enough time in my mitzvahs for it. I don't have enough place. That feeling of not having is many hasboros. Why you don't have enough feeling? You don't believe you could change. You wish you have bad association. The mitzvahs is, but I know Hashem wants me to do that. Hashem wants me to make sikumim. And so what am I going to do? I know this is the right thing to do. I know it's going to give me schuyas. I know it's going to maybe make take away tzaris. I know it's going to make a ra proper el. So I say, okay. Has a task that Hashem wants me to do. How do I get, what was Sager standing on one side, how do I get him to do that? It's called Kabbalah Mises. I make a Kabbalah, sometimes it could be with a Knas, sometimes it could be with a prize, something like a Kabbalah. If that's your Sugang, so of course you ask a Rebbe, what is the most best way to do Kabbalah? Give me an Eitzah. You go to a Baal Eitzah, somebody who is a little bit has an Nisoyan, and see, yeah, what's the best way to perform and execute the Kabbalah? Because the Tachlis is the execution of the Kabbalah. But what happens? We spoke about last week. What happens is, at the most, if you really, really have a lot of very conviction, you're really a driven person, so your Kabbalah can last, and it lasts 40 days. A lot of people doesn't even last. It doesn't last more than a week or 2 weeks, but you know, it lasts 40 days. 2 months, 3 months out. Something that you are not involved in, you're not initiated, you have no Liba Chofetz directly. You have a dream. A dream is not a Liba Chofetz. dream, what about dreams? A dream is a lot of things. A dream is not a liba chavetz. You don't have a liba chavetz, of course that's not going to have a part of you. That's not going to have anything part of you. So what's a Kabbalah? A Kabbalah has to start and end with you. Let's explain a little bit. You have to first find, you could want to make a Kabbalah, okay, a little time to make a Kabbalah, then fine. Start with the fact that I'm a little member. Now start searching. What do you have a Mashiach on to work on the Hashem? It's ma'akev, 100%. Ma'akev, that something has to come within you. If it doesn't come within you, the tchilas is oiris of what, which area I want to work on, you're starting with the wrong foot. You're not starting with you. You have to first find something that I want to work on. Not necessarily will be the things you're most lacking. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes not. A lot of times not. What do you want to work on? How do you want to work on it? Okay. You get something. Something talks to you. Something is pulled. Your knee is there. Your knee comes to the fore because it has to. Yeah, help you. Hopefully you understand. You have an identity. You have an individual identity. And it says something. Now, what am I trying to do with the Kabbalah? What is the Kabbalah about? What is a Kabbalah? A Kabbalah is to execute. Let's think deeper. It's like we make such shitchiestic mistakes. Let's think deeper. Let's say, let's go back to a person, which most of us are like that. We know that probably the mafteach to have a serious tefillah is to come on time or come 5 minutes before davening. Probably we know that's pretty clear. And then we're not holding by doing that. Most of Kali Yisrael is not holding by doing that. Not everyone is not holding on doing that in a consistent fashion. So, okay. Let's say this person has an atiyah. Yitaka has an atiyah. Something's pulling him inside. Something pulls him to tefillah. He has a shtam in tefillah. You want? And even himself chaps that that's the nakuda. If he comes in time, he read the beginning of Sharm B'Tefillah that talks about hachana, how the whole yisoid of tefillah has to do with hachana. He reads it again. Something's talking to him. Anyway. Okay. How many years has he been not doing this? Everyone can say how old they are. You know, talking about 10, 15 years, he's not been doing it. A person's behavioral patterns are rooted in major, in the person. Do you think you're holding by just for now, for the next 30 days or 40 days, I'm going to just start performing because I just decided that I want to change, and all of a sudden I could just go now and start executing because I could really have a strong achlata? Because excuse me, but that's the biggest insult to a human being if you think you could change a human being in 30 days. If you think you could change a human being in 30 days, you're making the human being into Eitzim Vavonim. Eitzim Vavonim, you have a wall. If you want to change, you want to add on to it, you could get some bricks, and you take some mortar, and you put on it, and you can knock it down, do it pretty quick. A human being, a mensch, is a mitzias that's bigger than any mitzias that we understand. A change, a growth, is something that is not chaprap. You can't just machlit. You have to change around something from within. A Kabbalah is like this. The pirush of a Kabbalah, and an avodah term is, the commitment to grow in a certain area. It's not execution, it's not performance, it's a commitment, a lamaisa dika commitment to grow in a certain area. Pirush. Avada, when you make a Kabbalah, you say, I'm going to make, let's say, you say, I'm going to try to make brachas b'kavana once a day. I'm going to try to come 4 days out of a week, I'm going to try to come on time for davening. It's not going to, a person not coming on time davening every single day, it's a galechta. It's not going to work. Let's see, try 3 or 4 days a week. I'm going to try to come on time, 5 to 5 minutes early. I'm going to try, and I'm going to commit to come on time. Okay. But what's the uftu? The uftu is, I can put a check now, and then I did the chore, I came on time. So I didn't know it's not the bar. Again, you're not going to totally change. There are reasons why you're not coming on time. What it is when Volbus starts off and he says, a Kabbalah, Zikr, in its onset, is a Islamdus. It's a period of Islamdus. It's a period of that. You're going to learn about yourself in this particular sugya. My name is Meir Warsager, and now I want to work on tefillah in an Ernst Oifen. I always wanted to, Oifen Kloli, in the Luft. Now I'm committed to work on it. I'm going to commit myself to work on it. I'm going to mechayiv myself to come on time 4 days a week. What's the uftu of mechayiv myself to come on time 4 days? That I come on time? No. I'm going to make the attempt to come on time, and I'm going to study myself. I'm going to open up the sugya, study myself. How do I clash with the sugya of coming on time for tefillah? And I'm going to see as we go in time that I have resistance, because that's about this kind of, because I have been doing it for a long time. I have resistance. Now I have to start thinking, why do I have resistance? I remember the Gazach, a few of the people who did Kabbalah, I don't want to spoke to you. I'm not ruling out anybody, but a few of the people that speak to me, they did close the night with Murray Dikazach. A few of the people getting up for time, different people had different reasons why they realized why they weren't able to get up in time. One person saw, he was on the chapter, he's talking, he needs more sleep. Hashem needs more sleep. Hashem needs more sleep. He was honest with himself, he needs more sleep. It's an unbelievable gilui. He wasn't being honest with himself, how much time he needs. Sometimes a person's immature about that. A person comes in and needs sleep, you have to be honest. If you need more sleep, it takes away times in your day, but you need more sleep. Another guy realized that the problem wasn't getting up, the problem was he doesn't know how to go to sleep on time. Pushatik doesn't, he's the type of guy. There's a lot of reason to go into it. People, whenever, no matter when he goes to sleep, he pushes off another hour. It's a whole sugya. A third person, this is my many people you'll find this, he was able to get there on time. But it wasn't worth it enough. If you get there on time, you have to enjoy the tefillah. By him, he didn't know, he didn't have enough teichin in his davening that it was worth it to him when he got 5 minutes early in tefillah. Do you know what a gilui that is for the guy? Do you know what a gilui it is? And do you know what the ikar nekuda was? For the first time in his life, his ani was searching in a real fashion for tefillah. That's why he came to the gilui. You only come to a gilui if your ani is involved. You only reveal something about yourself, your ani. If I'm searching, really, in a first time, in a lamaisa dekoifin, searching to make the sugi of coming and davening a realistic reality, then all of a sudden I could do magala things about myself. In Kass, I had a long guy, great. Imamish learned so much about himself in Kass. We'd come every weekend, he would study. Again, he made a Kabbalah, but he paid attention to not everything made with that Kass. There were certain specific things that made the guy get the Kass. When people were inconsiderate, when people were very selfish, self-centered, and inconsiderate of him, that turned the guy on. When we spoke about it, he made a gilui in the mid of Kass. How did he get that? Because the Kabbalah wasn't a chore. The Kabbalah was a commitment to grow in the area of this Avodas Hashem. You have to open up the sugya. In every sugya in Avodas Hashem, there's deterrence and there's things that talk to you. Find out what causes you beikar. Again, the only way you're going to find out is if you talk and make a commitment. Because you're not going to find out if you're not going to see it. It has to be a commitment. You have to see how you deal with it. But in the friction of that, you're going to find out what is mafriya you. What works for you. You are doing the Kabbalah. That's what you have to say. Not because I'm not doing for Hashem. I'm doing it for myself. You have to get that. At least in the onset of Kabbalah, you have to be able to access a chelik of you that really wants this. It might be a long shock of tire that you have with yourself. You might be dealing with thoughts of yish, thoughts of bad associations, but you have to get into a point where I want to do this, I'm doing it. Again, it might be a little difficult. Not everything in life, a lot of things you want to do are not always simple. But you have to get a point you want, and then it's my Kabbalah. It's not Hashem's Kabbalah, it's not my Rebbe's Kabbalah, it's my Kabbalah. Doik v'tishkach, when you start doing that, you're not going to forget. That's one of the most things. I forgot the Kabbalah. Why do you forget it? Well, Rabbi Yonah says, imeina nili mili. If you leave b'chavos, you're not going to forget. Why are you going to forget the Kabbalah? We spoke about there are two major misconceptions. The first misconception is it doesn't really start with ani, it's what Hashem or someone else is a task. That's and not necessarily my ani is like a makabel, I have to be a makabel and I have to shtotsu or sacrifice. That's the major overall. And the second thing is the matara. Is the matara execution and performance, or is the makana or matara is that for the first time in my life, I can take the sugya in a realistic way. I am searching and growing in the sugya in a real way. Now, there's a point that's probably bothering everybody in this room, and this is an example of Nani. Everyone, if they just shake their head to Warsager, well, they'll say, okay. But it's something that's bothering everyone. Everyone wants Lamais results. Everyone wants, that's when the Kabbalah, they want Lamais results. And the way we're telling Aveka Kabbalah, there might not be very Lamais thick results. We're betzim saying lav dafka. The word is that you should be able to making the brachas every day and not being koyas. The word is betzim. It's a chatimsa to start growing in the sugya. But you have to understand what we spoke about. The answer to this question. The answer is a human being. You have to realize most avodas Hashem is like that. Most avodas Hashem. When I grew in a certain area, if I grew in tefillah, I cannot point to you. There were 25 good tefillahs, and then I drew 30. That's not the way I grew. You grow slowly. It's in nuances. It's in discoveries about yourselves. It's in time. It's so much more about the search than the accomplishment. But there's a person who's searching and he is involved. He's growing. He's looking. He's growing and he's looking not only from somebody else. It's his project. It's his baby. He's going places. He's pushing. That is the seeds of growth in life. You won't tell me I did 50 davenings, good davenings. No, it's not a 50 davening. It's a growth in davening. And even after you grow in davening, you could have bad, you could have off days. But when you have on days, you'll see your tefillah, all of a sudden you realize one day you're davening in a totally different way. Growth works. It doesn't work. It's not finite, you know, things I could put on a score. You know, 20 davenings, 20 brachas, 20 sikumim. Even a sikum, we can talk about every single sugi. Even writing a sikum, there are so many kaychs and nefesh that are involved. And that shtera, every person has a different thing that shteres him. Why? It's hard for them to come. Tzah Shavuz, the Maisa, after so many, can talk about your life. So many of them tell me, it's unbelievable, we're like this. You can tell me it changed my zman. And from Dozvegan, he could do, go 4 or 5 days, 4 or 5 weeks without writing a sikum. What's going on? The answer is, a person's complicated. It's Matthias. He has a lot of different parts of him. But we have to get parts of us that are good running, and it has to come from Ali. That knee has to be in the Kabbalah. When that knee is in the Kabbalah, the biggest uftu is das alei. That I'm involved and I'm searching. And when you're searching and you're involved, you're muftach, you're going to grow. You might have to miss it's on the way with somebody else. But when that knee is there, it's muftach. When that knee is there, avada, it's going to be ani l'doidi.